This is Asia Weekly from the Voice of America, the podcast that goes beyond the headlines and places events into context. In less than 2 months, nearly 2,000 people have been killed in Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's war on drugs and corruption. Rights groups oppose the extrajudicial killings, and there's even been a government inquiry into suspected abuse. But what do those living in the Philippines think about the program? I'm Steve Miller. Thank you for joining me. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte took office on June 30th. Since then, the nation has reported roughly 1,800 drug-related killings. Philippine National Police Chief Ronald De La Rosa said that 712 drug traffickers and users have been killed in police operations, and that police were investigating 1,067 other drug-related killings. Juan Carlos Bautista is the CEO of a firm based in the Philippine city of Mutunlupa. From his perspective, things have improved since Duterte's crackdown, with more businessmen investing in the country. He feels authorities are following the rule of law, and what bothers him the most is people speaking out about the program under the guise of human rights violations.
You have to realize that, number one, we're already in a bad situation as it is. Drugs are rampant. I mean, look, ever since the new president stepped in, 600,000 surrenderees. And if that doesn't tell you that your country is in, you know, you got a problem. They were given a choice. Surrender is that you're doing illegally and face the consequences. I mean, isn't that what laws are about? I mean, we have certain laws, we follow them, and if you don't follow them, you get punished.
But not everyone in the Philippines shares Bautista's view. Zena Bernardo works for an NGO in the Philippines that assists single parents who've been affected by violence.
We all agree, and I am very much into this agreement, that the drug problem should be controlled if it cannot be stopped completely. However, the manner by which it is being promoted, campaigned publicly, it's like watching a Mad Max movie when you have a person of authority screaming for blood and people are saying, yeah, let's go for blood. That's what we are seeing right now. It's scary. It's disgusting.
She was surprised that many of her friends supported Duterte's program, but also,
where I come from, majority of my relatives are happy that there are these killings. They're killing drug pushers and they're killing drug addicts. However, when one of my relatives was killed as a small-time drug pusher, there was a rush of emotion among my relatives because it's suddenly very personal.
Carlos Khan, a banking and finance manager based in Cebu, says the program has polarized the country. He says the Philippines should look abroad and
we should learn from what other countries have gone through. And those other countries have, I mean, it's been proven that wars on drugs do not really help. What really helps in the long term are things like in Portugal, they decriminalized drugs and treated it as a health problem rather than a crime problem. And they were able to reduce their drug problem significantly. Other countries have followed the same suit. Our present government seems to think that killing them is the solution.
President Duterte held a late-night news conference on August 21st and took issue with the United Nations calling on him to stop the extrajudicial killings. He says he will not only uphold human rights in his fight against drugs, but also ordered investigations into alleged abuses. Duterte called the UN irresponsible for relying on unnamed sources without conducting adequate investigations. In Manila, Senator Leila de Lima, who the Department of Justice is also investigating, held a two-day congressional inquiry into the killings, questioning officials in an attempt to understand the unprecedented rise in killings. De Lima says she is disturbed that we are having killings left and right as breakfast every morning. So where does the Philippines go from here? Zena Bernardo again.
It's a band-aid, all-for-show effect. It doesn't make any difference. You're just killing unimportant people. Just kill the runners, but you do not uproot the cause. You do not trace who the source of this drug network is there is a big cartel. So, come on, give me an honest-to-goodness drug campaign. And if you're not going to do that, at least respect human rights.
Juan Carlos Bautista says that while the Philippines is a nation of laws, too many times laws and programs aren't implemented.
Now is the time for the Filipino people to rally behind the president and, you know, give him the support that he needs to get rid of this menace. You have people saying, oh, it's anti-human rights. But again, it's our last chance to finally get rid of this menace, to stand up against drugs and corruption.
Ultimately, whatever happens, Carlos Khan says Filipinos should remember that the country is a signatory to a number of international agreements and that they are binding. So authorities
should continue going after criminals of all types. In fact, I believe earlier in this administration's life, they even admitted that the previous administration's tactics and plans actually were working. What I think is the driving force here now is the political promise of the president to eradicate, or in his later words, severely curtail drugs in 6 months. If all of this is purely to make his promise come true, then please, don't. That's a poor excuse for killing people.
And that's going to do it for this episode, but the conversation doesn't end here. Has the Philippine leader gone too far in declaring his war on crime, or should he do whatever he feels is necessary to meet his campaign promises? Please share your answer with me on Twitter or Facebook. You can do so by finding Steve Miller VOA, or you can even contact me on our community Facebook page, VOA Now. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends, and to get it delivered to you automatically, subscribe in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for joining me. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.